One Man Revolution, Volume 2, Episode 19. Hey everybody, it's me, the Revolutionary, coming back at you with a one-man revolution. The show that keeps on coming all through the month of May, doesn't it? One a day for the month of May. Well, today we have some good reactions from the Democratic Party about what Bush had to say last night on the immigration and security issues. Also, I have an update about about the Senate bypassing security for immigration, a bill that required both border security to be handled before other immigration issues. So basically, they're pushing forward the president's agenda. Wow, that's a good word, agenda. All right, so we'll talk about what the Democrats have to say about Bush's immigration plan. Well, I also have a headline here that says that Cheney pushed to widen eavesdropping. This comes from the New York Times by Scott Shane and Eric Lichtblau, it looks like. And it's a pretty involved article, and we'll get into that in a minute. Also, an update on the final rush to make the deadline for drug coverage. Yesterday was the day to end all days for our good friends and neighbors who are on the Medicare prescription program. And I have some numbers on what it's going to cost you if you didn't sign up by the deadline last night at midnight. And of course, who's up at midnight for the love of God? Only revolutionaries and the young. But let's just go ahead and get right into some music. I got some good stuff today from the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com, just like always. And I think that no matter what party we're going to be affiliated with, let's go back to Chachi on Acid. And back to 1996, and everybody I know is an asshole. I think that'll sum it up. It's 2:15, it's punk, so if you don't like punk, skip ahead 2:15.
And everybody knows he's an asshole.
Hey, not everybody's an asshole. Hey, Joey just showed up, so I guess we should gotta do some Ravenlocks entertainment. But that's all right. I know. I'll get it on my all in good time. Well, so what did the Democrats have to say about Bush's immigration plan last night? Or hey, our good friends over in the Democratic Party, like Senator Barack Obama. That guy's got an unfortunate last name, but I think he'll be running for president soon. And you know what? I'll vote for him because that guy he says a lot of great things to say. Like, we know the first priority of any immigration reform should be to secure our nation's borders. In that respect, the president's proposal has merit as a temporary solution. After 3 years of fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan, our National Guard is stretched dangerously thin. And so we must know how long they will be there and when they will be replaced with trained border patrol agents that can provide permanent security. Just like I said last night, folks, on my cast right about the president's speech, he has talked about an exit plan for the border patrol, but he hasn't talked about an exit plan for Iraq because he's scared that the Iraqis will find out. Well, like I said, is he scared that the Mexicans will find out too? Obama goes on to say, we also know that the border security is only one side of the equation. That board's not live. It's only one side. The comprehensive immigration reform cannot succeed without a plan to bring the undocumented out of the shadows and offer a path to citizenship. After they pay a substantial fine in back taxes, learn English, satisfy a work requirement, and pass a background check. Whether or not the president can repair the divisions in his own party so that we can come to pass this type of reform will be a true test of our ability to secure our own borders in the months to come. Yeah, so that's Senator Barack Obama of Illinois saying that. Let's see, how about a representative directly from the president's home state? How about Representative Sylvester Reyes of Texas? A wave of anti-American sentiment is already sweeping across Latin America, and a deployment of military forces along the U.S.-Mexico border will only fuel these views. How about one of my favorites, Senator Edward M. Kennedy? That's Ted to you and I. How's his son doing, I wonder? Or is that his nephew? I don't know. He doesn't know either. The National Guard is already stretched to limit by repeated tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as providing disaster assistance in their own states. Oh, let's see. How about Senator Durbin, the other Democratic senator from Illinois? We don't need a military solution to break a political stalemate. See, last night the president said we're not going to use the po this whole immigration issue as a political. It's locked down the bottom. As a political tool, but this is exactly what he's using it for. Oh, how about my favorite House Minority Leader, Nancy Pelosi of California? She's a sweetheart. Now she's like the grandmother I always wanted to have. We must protect our borders, but militarizing our borders is a desperate response by the president to his Republican Congress's policy failures. He's an interesting man, let me tell you. Thinking that this can solve the problems. And what about John Kerry? He ran for president, and he's still the Democratic senator from Massachusetts. This is a moment when the far right is horribly wrong. I love him. And leadership is required to set a course for common sense. And we need a comprehensive answer to immigration that includes tightening border security, but putting another burden on the backs of the National Guard troops who are serving their second tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan is not the right answer. The National Guard, which has borne the burden of a broken policy in Iraq, shouldn't have to bear the burden of incomplete immigration policy. The right answer is to listen to the 9/11 Commission and put the border patrol agents we need right there on the border. It won't satisfy the right wing, but it's the right policy. Now, that's why Kerry's introducing a plan to put an additional 1,000 border patrol agents on the border by next year, plus helicopters and power boats to secure our borders. We know the problem, we know the solution. Rather than to rescue his poll numbers, the President Bush, or as we like to call him around here, King George, can rescue good immigration policy from the right wing that's exploited it. And we can provide the president leadership that's humane, realistic, and responsible. Man, I don't know how he's going to make it through another couple of years without punching Bush in the face. Oh, man. So, the Senate, after all of that rhetoric today, in a vote 54-40 that crossed party lines, the Senate rejected an appeal from the Republican of Georgia, Senator Isaacson, to require the border to be secured before other immigration law policies could take place. So anything less would mean a wink and a nod to those who would come here unlawfully, said the Georgia Republican. All right, so all of this stuff breaks down to, guess what, my friends? King George, his policy of scaring us to death because the thousands and millions of Mexicans that are pouring over our border and taking your jabs isn't working. This bill that they passed will accept changes to the worker programs, and it will change a lot of other things. And there's some good information you can find out there on this bill. This came out just this evening. The Senate decided to add in the purchase of helicopters and the boats that John Kerry was talking about, and it also allowed for the Republicans and Democrats to get together and work on this tough vote. All right. Well, before I go on to the next headline, let's go with 4 minutes and 12 seconds from the PodSafe Music Network. This is Sombrio from Sick Porky. Yeah, I know. You're going to feel like you're stoned because it ain't in English. We'll be right back. Oh, you gotta love it. You gotta love it. All right, so another article from the New York Times. Scott Shane and Eric Lichtbau, dated May 13. Cheney pushes the U.S. to widen eavesdropping. Now, the fun part about this is that this all occurred shortly after the 9/11 attacks. Vice President Gunnar Cheney and his top legal advisor argued that the National Security Agency should intercept purely domestic telephone calls and email messages without warrants in the hunt for terrorists, according to two senior intelligence officials. Yeah, wow. But of course, the NSA lawyers had strict rules about domestic spying. So, you know, the NSA pretty much stopped it. But General Michael V. Hayden, the director of the agency at the time, designed the program and persuaded the wary NSA officials to accept it and sold the White House on its limits of that program. Of course, those limits weren't very clear. You know, that's one of the fun parts about it. As the overseer and chief salesman, General Hayden is certain to face questions about it when he appears next week in Senate hearings on his nomination for director of the Central Intelligence Agency. Always fun. By several accounts, these same two officials, Hayden, the Air Force officer who left the agency last year to become principal deputy director of national intelligence, was in the middle of President Bush demanded that intelligence agencies act urgently to stop future attacks. Yeah. So it looks like good old Gunner basically took an aggressive view of what was permissible under the Constitution. You know, saying that if people were suspected of links to Al-Qaeda and they made calls inside the United States, they thought they could eavesdrop without any warrants. And of course, this could be done and should be done without any of the warrants at all. Of course, there was healthy debate on the issue, but Cheney was pushing and pushing, and it was up to the NSA lawyers to draw the line and say absolutely not. And we know they didn't. So basically, a lot of the pushing has been that Hayden was being a cowboy, and a lot of people are painting him that way. But according to this New York Times article, Hayden was no cowboy on this. He was a stickler for staying within the framework laid out and making sure it was legal. Okay, at least according to the law that they had put together. And of course, if they did violate the law, no matter if the call was domestic or international, it would violate the FISA court, that federal secret court that would be either telling you that it's legal or not. Now, White House spokesman said Saturday, the NSA has not intentionally listen to domestic calls. Not intentionally, not without a court order. Oh, no. You know, so I feel really good when I say things on my public phone that I call from person to person, because I'm not afraid that if I say something like attack the United States or shoot and president in the same sentence, that I'm not going to get a from this is from the NSA asking me what's going on. Yeah, so certainly these are issues that we're going to have to deal with very soon, or else the CIA will not just be centralizing intelligence, they'll be centralizing the information that you have that's private and secure. Yeah, they'll be sensorizing lots of things. Well, on an update that I promised you I would get to, on the final rush to make the deadline for drug coverage, when it came to Monday night at midnight, that was last night at midnight, the Medicare prescription penalties became enforceable at 12:01. Now, I've already been a critic of this entire policy of a Medicare prescription plan and all of the problems that are inherent within it. But what is it going to cost you if you didn't sign up on Monday? And Joey's killing to get on a microphone. Let me see if I can actually give him some power to one of them. I don't think I actually have the ability to give him. He'll probably be able to hear himself on the mic, but it's not recording. Let's see. So what's it going to cost you if you did not get in? Let's see. The penalty will increase future premiums by 7% or more for an expected surcharge of $2.50 a month next year. Now, Monday, calls to UnitedHealth's toll-free number were generally answered within 2 minutes. So they were being very, very helpful to get people, to get people's information to them if you were a Humana or UnitedHealthcare affected person. But then again, the wait on the Medicare toll-free line exceeded 15 minutes. All right, so if you really wanted to do anything, it took you that long. Now, at a, let's see, representatives or whatnot, let's see what else I have in here. The Reverend Jesse Jackson, he's always a good man to speak out on things. Green eggs and ham, I do not like them, Sam, I am. He attended a forum on Medicare in Cleveland, Ohio on Monday. And he spoke to a lot of different people, and he basically found that the program was too confusing to most of the people that were signing up for it, even though he made sure that his mother enrolled, because he said that the deadline was cruel and unnecessary because the penalties far outweighed what the benefits were to become. Oh man. So as I've said before, even people who don't have any prescriptions or health problems had to sign up for something. And of course, Laura Bush gets to weigh in because, the First Lady always gets to weigh in on health and human services issues. And the First Lady, Laura Bush, and Michael O. Leavitt, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, went to church. That's what they did in order to support these things, to broadcast a final message to the public. Even if you're not taking any medications, it's really important you go ahead and sign up now. As you age, it's likely you'll need to add medications to your health care. Mrs. Bush also pointed out that the poor people could sign up for drug coverage after Monday's deadline if they qualified for low-income subsidies, subsidiaries, subsidiaries. Yeah, I have a problem with words nowadays. Yeah, so there's our update on the Medicare prescription plan. I hope everybody out there who's old enough to have to deal with it signed up, including it looks like our entertainer across the counter here. Oh man. Well, a little bit from the mailbag. I'm going to play a song and get the hell out of here. A song that actually, for some reason, made me cry earlier. And I think it's because I'm having my time of the month. Let's see. So here's a contact sent via the One Man Revolution right off the website, onemanrevolution.org. Hey, keep on covering the AT&T NSA story. I just heard that AT&T shareholders are suing the company. If I have it my way, I'll be asking for a full refund and for AT&T to cover all hardware and software expenses as I move over to a new character. Anyhow, I just thought you should have my graphic editorial link, and this is thesocialdeviant.com, a set of cartoons, editorial cartoons, and I love to support the cartoonists out there. The artists really need support because, you know, nobody else supports the arts, so why not the revolutionary? And he says, I thought you should have my graphic editorial link as the AT&T news inspired me to do the comic months ago, so enjoy. And that's www.thesocialdeviant.com. He actually has an RSS feed too, so you can subscribe to it and see new comics as they come in. And finally, from Ricky from AmpSex, one of the PodSafe music sources that I've used in the past, right here on the show. Hey, thanks for spinning our tune. It was an interesting segue into it. Right on. You gotta love things like that. Hey, thanks again, Ricky. It's always a good thing. And for the PodSafe Music Network, I've got one more tune. It's 4 minutes and 1 second long. And like I said, it's an acoustic tune. It gave me a pause and a moment to think, especially in these times when we're talking about people in labor and folks who are picking cotton still in the slavery of the days. So here's a 4 minute from the Undercover Hippie called "Work Till You Die."
Never knowing why. Rather be getting high than getting sweaty in a tie. So why do we do it? Maybe God is just a sly workmaster, sitting up in heaven getting plastered, bastard, while I'm down here and life keeps getting so much faster. Before you know it, I'm gonna have a wife and a daughter. Cause every day I'm living now, the days are getting shorter. There's gotta be more to my being born. Cause every single morning, well, I wake and I yawn and I say to myself, hey, hey, the sky's still gray. So what am I gonna do today? What am I gonna do tomorrow? Maybe borrow some dough and go and drown my sorrow till I throw. I don't know. Maybe I should go to the pub to think about it. Then I won't feel so tired. I'm gonna get wired. It isn't my fault. Events conspire to make me do these things to this mind of mine. Living at a pace that is my decline. If I don't take the time just to sit right back and unwind, well, I'm probably never gonna find my peace of mind, peace of mind. Time is only relative to how long you're alive, and the speed that you're living at determines how long you survive. Your heart's only got so many beats in it, and every time you stress, you're getting closer to your limit. Yeah, well, maybe life is a race, but if you wanna win it, you gotta move slowly, minute by minute, yeah, hour by hour, day by day. Cause if you're thinking years, then your life is gonna slip away. Before you know it, you'll be back in the earth's crust. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust.
don't take the time just to sit right back and unwind. Well, I'm probably never gonna find my peace of mind, peace of mind.
And remember, folks, all it takes is one man to start a revolution. So stand up and make that revolution happen in whatever you're doing today. Be revolutionary. This is the one man from One Man Revolution checking in on a cast a day for the month of May. And I'll be back tomorrow with much, much more. Actually, I'll be back in just a couple of minutes on Ravenlox Entertainment Podcast. So this is a two for Tuesday. As it has been a couple of times. So I'll talk at y'all later. Remember, I love you, and everybody else around you doesn't.